How beautiful is this one? Mtunzi with Topsy. Spesihle on Mpumalanga's Rise FM. I did say, Gutsi, we are going to be having a conversation with Dr. Motsoadire, and he is in studio. Good afternoon. How are you?
Thank you, Miss Kay, and thank you to the listeners. So.
You are a special one, and I'll tell you why you're a special one, ne? Because ever since COVID, I have not had guests in studio, and I've got you. And I must say, I'm happy about that. So
I'm happy. So I'm the special one, I guess.
Yeah, thank you for coming back. Okay. You know, our last conversation was very insightful, and I'm happy because we are going to be continuing to talk about this conversation because mining industry, especially in a province like Mpumalanga, you know, we are a mining industry. Sure. And I think our conversation, I want to get an overview of the mining industry.
Oh, okay. The mining industry, I mean, as we all know, it's a very highly regulated industry.
Because that's what guests do, even if it's a bottle of water. But it's okay. We'll let it go just because he's our first guest for this post-COVID. Somewhat post-COVID, because we're still not out the woods yet. Maybe you can say why you didn't bring us something to eat.
Because we're under COVID.
No, that's fine.
There's not enough disposable, you know, money to buy. That's fine. Okay, let's talk about this off air.
Let's get back to our conversation. Yeah. Now, before we went to a song, I had said to you, I wanted to find out about the opportunities, you know, that are available to young people and how they can access them.
Okay. You know, I mean, you understand, I mean, mining is probably, if not the, you know, the largest employer. But I think is the largest employer or one of the largest employer.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lots of opportunities. As I was driving here, I was listening to, there's an ad that is running on your, that ran on your show.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about TVET colleges, talking about, you know, registering. This is, for me, I think this is the opportunity which, you know, companies, you know, like the big, small, mm-hmm. in mining,
mm-hmm.
we'll have to take opportunity such as that to train, you know, as the young ones, give them apprenticeship,
mm-hmm.
so that they can get experience in work. You know, today, if you work today, somebody will ask you, do you have experience of this?
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said, I say, with experience, you without experience, you cannot get a job.
Yes.
And without a job, you cannot get experience.
Yeah.
So those two, I mean, you know, issues, they are not mutually, you know, exclusive. So the part that we could play for us, the opportunity that is there, is to offer, you know, the young ones, those who are in TVET. TVET colleges, that's where people are taught, you know, practical skills.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go out of there and already, you know, a practical skill. You may not have been in the field, but you know, in terms of how to do those things. And countries like Germany, they thrive on those things.
Yeah.
Where, you know, there's vocational training, they train people into. I want to know which mine exists today,
mm-hmm.
does not have artisans.
Yeah.
And artisans, those people are not coming from universities.
Mm.
They come from, like, to this, you know, institutions like your vocational training, like your TVET, you know, like your technicons, where, you know, during your course of studies, you get this. So the opportunity is there, you know, for us. We just need to embrace it and accept that as companies, in order to grow, we need to grow, you know, the young talent, so that they can also assist us with new ideas, fresh thinking, and then help us to be resilient into the future.
Yeah.
We know that what is, you know, the past, we need to forget the past, and we have to forget it very, very, very quickly. I think last time I said to you, you can't change the past,
mm-hmm.
but you can always look at how do you shape yourself going forward to be resilient, to actually sort of like to insulate yourself from, mm-hmm. all the shocks that are there, which is macro, you know, effect. We have to live, to learn to live with the macro factors, but we also have to embrace youth. That's why I say, in terms of where we got, you know, the universities coming around there, they give you the right, talent, and then you can come and bring them on board.
Yeah.
And then there is an CETAS where we belong to. For us, we belong to Mining Qualification Authority, MQA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is where we can tap in and create that, actually, and it's somebody just to have a knowledge to understand. At least they can walk out there having something, they can start something, or they can work and it can help companies like us grow and get better at what we do. Yeah.
That's really good to hear, you know. And before you briefly touched on COVID-19, I want to find out, Kusi, how are you going to emerge, you know, post COVID-19, and what do you see the company changing moving forward?
We are going to emerge very, very different from where we are, and we have to. Otherwise, we will die. Yeah. So, what we have taken into, and I think I've touched on that in terms of, I mean, we talk about, I mean, when you talk with the board and with the, so we say like there's this, we say we take this three box approach, which like within the three box, we look at what is, you know, the current. And you look at what is the past and then what is the future.
Mm.
So in terms of the future, what we're putting in the future is to now to nurture and to build, you know, a culture that is actually will assist us when we get into a pandemic like this or any other, you know, challenge that we might come across. How do we get out of there? So we have to now internally get better at what we do, and also when we employ, we have to to hire better and develop better.
Mm.
Because only through, you know, when you are efficient at what you do, you get the culture right and people get to understand, you can actually build a high performing a culture.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you are at the times where we are able to, you know, when you've got maybe enough, you know, revenue or you've got enough income, you are able to invest in the right things. So we need to invest in different companies than what we have today. Because you see that some companies are, you know, essentials, others are not. Those who are not essentials, now they are suffering because people at that time, you were so myopic in your own space. You were happy in what you do because you never thought of this could change.
Mm.
So we have to look at a different revenue stream, which we're going to move away from like the full mining value chain, like the startup of the mine.
Yeah.
But that's very costly. We look at the downstream side, which is like in terms of the tailings, the beneficiations of the tailings.
Yeah.
Look at this. How can we actually extract extract value from the tailings themselves?
Mm.
Because now, you know, you mine and you producing tailings.
Yeah.
But then you still now, you know, causing environmental issues. So we want to tap into that and also diversify our portfolio to look into water treatment.
Mm.
How do we now, you know, get into the business of water treatment? Because water is critical.
Yes.
And we know there's a lot of water that is around, but that is dead. It cannot be drunk. I mean, I was watching yesterday on TV, there is some, I don't know where, I don't remember, but people are actually walking in the sewer themselves and they're drinking that water from that. So, and then we us as chemical engineer, we're able to actually come up with technology and then do that to make sure that we actually help the society. Because you are dealing with a socio-economic issue, but also there's economic value in terms of in terms of that. So from here, we're going to emerge as a diversified company. We're not going to be an integrated company like we are.
Mm-hmm.
Because by saying integrated, it means we integrate everything that we see in the mining space. But we say when we're integrated, we are diversified, which means we have to diversify our portfolio.
Yes.
Look at other business avenues, which are completely outside mining.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Very interesting indeed. So I'm going to have to let you go in just a bit, but I want to find out, Kutsi, what are the challenges that are being faced by my CEOs?
Yeah. First, the challenge in mining, obviously you have to keep your employees safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that, the safety is very, very important. You have to keep on this. And I've spoken about it also right now. It's the issues of, you know, the organized labor.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is where now you have to negotiate in terms of we cannot afford this.
Mm.
We have to now to come and, you know, convince them that you cannot, afford to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And moreover, it's also where you have a team for the way they rely too much on you and they think you've got all the answers.
Yeah.
So that's that's a challenging thing to do because I don't have all the answers. All of us are vulnerable and we need to recognize that we are vulnerable. So the answers are not easy. So you need to get the answer to come from everyone. But when the answers are not coming, then you have to come up with the answer. And that's the most challenging thing. to do as a CEO, because everyone looks up to you.
Mm-hmm.
You must have the answer because you are the CEO.
Yeah, the title sounds so fancy. The work is not so fancy.
Definitely, definitely. It's not. It's not.
In one sentence, I know this is highly impossible, but I've got to say it. In one sentence, what message do you have for young people that are looking to go into entrepreneurship as we close off our conversation?
Okay. If you want to go into entrepreneurship, I mean, it's an obvious thing. You need to know if there is a market.
Yeah.
Market for what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And don't go there and say you want to make money.
Mm-mm.
Go there and say, I want to solve a problem that is there. Somebody, you are dealing with somebody's pain. So it might not be a pain like this, you pinch someone and somebody says, ouch.
Yeah.
No, it's a pain where somebody wants to do something, but they cannot do, you know, they cannot get it somewhere, but then you can offer that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why you have to understand. Don't just go there looking, see money already, because when you get money, you'll get like wrong people coming into board, because they can offer you exactly that without doing anything.
Yeah.
But eventually, you know, that does not get. So just get the market opportunity that exists, and then just go into and take risk as well.